The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since they were no more. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome now to the Feast of the Holy Innocents, the saddest feast day of the year. The Holy Innocents, the first martyrs. And just on Wednesday, we celebrated the feast of St. Stephen. And I said, St. Stephen, the first martyr. Well, who's the first martyrs? Well, St. Stephen was the first martyr because he was a martyr both in will and in fact. But remember, any time anyone is killed for hatred of the faith, odium fidei, they're rightly called martyrs. And that's why we proclaim these holy innocents to be martyrs. Martyrs in fact, even if not in will. And it's a day in which we recall the terrible cruelty of King Herod, who, as you heard here in the Gospel, upon hearing about the birth of a newborn king, thought only about himself and his power and majesty and ordered the massacre of every child in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under. And his cruelty was so extreme. You know, he was actually condemned by Emperor Caesar Augustus. King Herod, from extra-biblical sources, they tell us this. King Herod had his wife killed. King Herod had his three sons killed. King Herod rounded up a group of men and had them thrown in prison with the orders that the moment King Herod himself died, the prisoners were to be executed so that at least somebody would shed a tear upon the death of old King Herod. Okay? So Caesar Augustus once quipped that it's safer to be Herod's pig than Herod's son. In Greek, it makes a little bit more sense. It's safer to be his hus than his huios. But still, here's a feast day in which we focus exclusively on this terribly difficult idea, sufferings that we do not understand. And with a message that there is nothing that ever happens that is not at least part of your good Heavenly Father's permissive will, and only because any suffering born in faith will always, always be gloriously and generously rewarded. I think about the mothers of these poor children who were killed. You know, you talk about St. Stephen, or you talk about St. Lawrence, or you talk about any of the great martyrs of the faith. They all knew what they were doing. But what were these mothers supposed to think? They didn't know what a martyr was. They didn't know what a saint was. They had no idea who Jesus Christ was. And, you know, our first reading from St. John says, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Well, you know as well as I do, there are times when that is very, very hard to believe. So what sense are we supposed to make out of this? Well, I think we take our clue from the very end here. Citation of Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard at Ramah, Rachel weeping for her children. Ramah was the saddest city in Israel. Because it was the only city that was conquered twice. If you remember your biblical history that I've told you, the north of Israel was conquered by the Assyrians in the year 722 BC, and the south of Israel was conquered by Babylonians in 587 BC. And Ramah was the southernmost city of the north and the northernmost city of the south. Poor Ramah had been conquered twice. And every time, you know what they did? They took prisoners into exile and they executed people en masse. Well, Rachel was the wife of Jacob, the mother of all the children of Israel. Rachel's buried in Bethlehem. So Bethlehem becomes the new Ramah. Why? Because Jesus represents all of God's children. And what happens to Jesus? Taken into exile and killed. But in that now, becomes our focus. Jesus Christ is our only focus when trying to understand sufferings and horrors that make no sense. Because out of that exile came the fulfillment of a prophecy. Just like from the exile of the people of Israel out of Babylon, they came to great restoration. But most importantly, out of our Lord's death comes forth life. With God, there is always a deeper plan. So, you know, we live in a world in which there are not only sadnesses and sufferings, we live in a world in which there are horrors that make no sense. As Christians, we are uniquely equipped not only to find peace, but to help others to find peace. Because the answer, the message here in this gospel today, the answer is only found in Jesus Christ. We want to take our eyes and look at him, because when you look at that crucifix, you're looking at the greatest injustice and the greatest horror ever. And look at the life that God brings forth from it, and he does that every single time. So on this feast day, we take a little lesson for sufferings that make no sense and ask for the prayers of these little ones to help us to remember that God is always, always good, yes, even when we do not understand. Holy Innocents, first martyrs for the faith, pray for us.